have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Okay, all right, all right. All right, good people, good evening. Welcome to the podcast. And, you know, I just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor for this awesome opportunity to come into your personal spaces and, of course, have your ears, have your heart, and most of all, those of you all, who I have your prayers. I'm so very grateful, very, very grateful. We want to talk about gratitude. We started last week, and I wanted to sum it up on today. However, I just felt this strong urge to share on a different topic today, but I'll get back to gratitude next week. a different topic today because many of us are suffering from a lack thereof, and the topic is confidence. Confidence. Let us pray. Dear God, we come now to say thank you, Lord. You've been so good, so kind, and so merciful to each and every one of us. Lord, we pray that you would continue, Lord, to help us where we're weak and see our efforts and just help us because we are going to fall short. And you know that better than we do. So, God, we thank you today for your grace that continues to extend itself to us. We ask right now, Lord God, that you receive every praise, every worship on our hearts, on our lips. And, dear God, we just give this podcast to you to do what it is that you want to do with it. And, dear God, we just surrender to you as a part of the Elation family to do with it whatever you see fit. God, we thank you today for the visionary and my awesome producer, your daughter, Kimmy Kim. We pray a special blessing upon her life. And, God, you know the many ideas and the many dreams and aspirations and goals that she has. Bless her now. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. You know where we stand. You know where we need to go. And you know the time frame in which we've got to get there. So we're asking now that you help us to focus our faith on you, your will, and your way. And dear God, we give you praise today. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we all say amen. Well, everybody, I'm Loretta Petit, your host today for the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I want to get back to bringing my guests on as we're in this home stretch. We've been in 2021. It seems like a long, long, long time for some of us, and seemed like it went by swiftly for others. So this is the month of September going out, coming back in. Into our fourth quarter of the year next week, I believe. Next week we should be in, this is the 23rd. No, next week we'll still be in September. We'll be at the last day. We'll be September the 30th. Well, today is a very, very special day in my life, a day that I used to be over the moon about. Well, I'm still grateful, not so much over the moon as I used to be, but I'm grateful for the lessons I've learned. I'm grateful for the journey I've taken and all of the situations I've endured. I've been strengthened in some way by them. You know, I've been strengthened in some way by them. So today is my 42nd anniversary, church anniversary, of being at my local body. 42 years. And that's a long time to be in one church. Now, a lot of people have been in churches all their lives, even more than that. And I celebrate them because it's not always peaches and cream. You're going to have some situations, you know, you're going to have some bumping of heads. And many times when that happens, people just leave the church. I'm not here to judge you for doing that. You probably dealt with it the best way you could where you were in your journey. Some people just don't, you know, take to that kind of thing. Well, I'm going to say to you, just continue to press and continue to pray and let the Lord have his way. And some have been in the church like much longer than I have, but I celebrate the fact that the Lord gave me grace. And I accepted his grace to stay in the midst of all that I've gone through. I've accepted his grace to stay, and I believe that I'm better because of it. Conflict resolution, had to learn how to deal with that. May not be the way you would have dealt with my situations, but the way I dealt with them continued to allow me to stay put. So I just thank the Lord. Long live the bishop. I thank God for Bishop Paul Morton for depositing so much into my life. I'm so, so, so very grateful. I thank God for every situation that I've encountered. I've learned from everybody. I know it sounds like a farewell sweet speech, but we never know what tomorrow brings. I'm just saying I'm grateful. Even in serving Pastor D, it was a major challenge in that particular regard because, you know, everybody's different and their ways are different and the way that they deal with people are different. But I'm grateful for that opportunity because I grew, I learned some things, and I pray that God continues to bless her journey. She's lived a great life, I'm sure, you know, because of her walk with God and her leadership at Greater. And now we have another pastor, Pastor Rob, Pastor T. Delbert Robinson. So that's the new pastor, and he can preach, you know. I don't know much about my new pastor, but praise God. He has brought us, you know, the Lord has brought us through, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the ups, the downs, the in-betweens, you know. Everybody is different, and I'm trying to learn his way, you know, how he deals with people and how he wants to go and flow. So I'm still at a learning curve, but just wanted to throw that out there because I know many people, when you have your first little tete-a-tete, I don't know what that means. It sounds like French and, you know. What I mean, I say it, is when you have your first little encounter with differing opinions, or you feel like a leader didn't understand you and misunderstood you or hurt you, you walk out the door. And you have done that for the past 10 or 15 churches you were in. But I want you to know you're going to have some rocky roads. It doesn't mean a person is a bad person because y'all don't see eye to eye. It doesn't mean that they're an evil person or, you know, that they're a mean person. You can learn something from them just like they can learn from you. So long live Greater St. Stephen leaders. Praise God. And I want you to know that you're going to have challenges everywhere you go. When you're at your job and you have a challenge, do you just walk out and say, I quit? So no, stay the course a little while and talk to the Father. He'll tell you when it's time to move forward, when it's time to move on, rather than just getting angry and leaving. So I feel like I have no regrets. I've done 110% everything that came across the pulpit at the church. I supported it in some big way, some medium way, or some very tiny small way. I supported it. So I have no regrets. If I never walk foot back into my church after these 42 years, I have no regrets. I gave it 110%. Was I always right? No, absolutely not. Did I drop the ball sometimes? Yes, but I always had in my heart to want to give it my all. So no regrets. And I'm just throwing it out there. I wanted to put it in a book, but some of you may not read it. So just saying, you don't have to run at the first little encounter. You don't have to run away at the first little situation. You're going to have those. Just know that. 42 years? Praise the name of Jesus. I didn't see this when I joined. I never thought I could make it anywhere this long. but I'm grateful. Amen. So I want to talk about confidence on today. And confidence is what a lot of people are lacking. So therefore, we don't do the things we endeavor to do. We back down, we're afraid. I remember one time I didn't have the confidence to take a job that I would have loved to have. That would have been my job of jobs. I mean, I had a little confidence issue, but I also had a little fear of something else in another direction. But it robbed me of what I could have had. It robbed me. Lack of confidence can rob you of the things that you could have or the places you could go. the things you could learn because you lack confidence. And that is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. That's one definition. The state of feeling certain about the truth of something. That's another way to look at confidence. A feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. Many people don't walk in confidence, and I'm not saying that to say be arrogant with your walk. That's a totally different thing. But many times people will say, well, so-and-so doesn't like me because they're jealous of my confidence. But many times it's that people don't like people because they come across like too strong. They come across, I used this word last week. I think I said that intense. They come across too intense or too strong, too intense, and it teeters on arrogance. You know, it teaches on the line of arrogance. So that's a reason why people will shun and get away from you because of that. I am trying to. I'm having a situation. Okay. Had a little interruption. So, you know, we have to be careful of that because Jesus Christ, our Father, our Savior, our big brother, rather, he was honest and forthcoming with people, but he wasn't arrogant. You know, he wasn't arrogant. People can say a lot of things about me, but I'm not an arrogant person. You may say that I may be opinionated on some things or, you know, I stand my ground because I believe what I believe. However, I always leave that little small percentage open for other schools of thought that may be able to convince me to get off my base and to take another base. But confidence, I didn't grow up with that. Confidence was something I found along the way. It was something that the Lord, thank you, Lord, graced me with. He gave me confidence along the way, and it was a long way, too, a long way. I did not have the confidence, and so there were things about me, though, that I had confidence in. I had confidence and assurance in that I was good at learning. I was good at testing. I had that confidence to know that if you give me the material and you give me a couple of days, I'll come back to your class and I'll ace this test. I was confident in my intellectual ability, but I wasn't confident so much in, you know, the other aspects of my life. Wasn't confident in those aspects. Socially, no confidence. Mm-mm. Could not really, get people hooked, whereas, and I'm not saying it in a negative way, get them hooked on wanting to be around me, of wanting to be with me. I never was able to do that as a child coming up. I guess because they saw I didn't have confidence in myself in so many ways. So they, you know, wasn't drawn to that. We're drawn to confident people. Let's be real. If a person is confident in what they're doing or confident in what they offer or confident in their talent, their ability, you know, confident in their faith, we're drawn to those. We're drawn to those people. So to be a woman winning at life, like I believe many of you are, you have to have your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you've got to be confident in the scriptures that he has given us, that if we do A, then God will do B. God says, no, you got to do something too. The thing that he gave us that we don't have to do something to have, he gave us his grace. We have his grace. Do we have to do something to be saved? People say, no, you don't have to do nothing to be saved. Yes, you do. You've got to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. So that's what we've got to do, A, and then he's promised to do B. So we've got to accept him as our Savior. Do we have to do anything to stay saved? Now, you know that's opening a can of worms because there are two different schools of thought on that. But, you know, the Lord Jesus says that we're saved. And so in another place in the scriptures, he says that nothing can separate me from the love. Now, that can also go two ways because people say, yes, Jesus loves everybody, but still some people are going to hell. So I don't want to get into that. That's not what this conversation is about today. It's about being confident in who you are in the Lord, being confident that his word says what he's going to do. Be confident in that word that it shall come to pass. So find that scripture that speaks to your need, that speaks to your situation, and hold on to that scripture. Speak that scripture in loud and in the open, out loud rather, in the open, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. We need to work at our confidence because if we don't learn how to stand up for what we're believing in, we'll fall for anything because we don't have the confidence to stand, to make a definite decision about what we want to believe or what we want to stand on. So I was looking at another definition here. It says confidence means feeling sure of yourself and your abilities. And it goes on to say, not in an arrogant way, I concur, but in a realistic, secure way. Confidence isn't about feeling superior to others. It's a quiet inner knowledge that you're capable. Confident people feel secure rather than insecure. And so basically on the flip side, that insecurity causes us as human beings to fall for other things or not to speak up about what we're really thinking, but on the surface to play like, you know, as kids we say, let's play like this or let's play like that. So as an adult, I'm going to go back to that and say, it causes you to play like you're with the group, but inside you're really not, but you're so insecure about what you're really feeling, you don't say. You're so insecure about your position that you keep it a secret. So be confident in knowing that, first of all, as a believer, that the Lord's gotten you. You're holding on to his word. You're holding on to your faith. Be confident that everything the Lord has said shall come to pass for you as a believer. You know, the Lord said to be steadfast. He said to be unmovable. He said always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because he says, you'll find out, and I'm paraphrasing, that your work has not been in vain. So be confident in knowing that you belong to God, and be confident that God has got you. In Habakkuk, it says, write the vision, make it plain. Be confident in that thing that you write down and that you have surrendered to God, that thing that you have said, Lord, guide me with this. Show me the way to bring this to pass. Be confident that God will. I tell the story that I interned at a news station, went out on stories and, you know, had conversations about the angles and all that. And this is what my plans were. You know, man has his plans, but God's plans, I hate to use this word, but God plans, let's just not use that word and say overrules. Y'all know the T word I was going to use. Man has his plans, but God's plans overrules, supersedes man's plans, right? So my thing is, I was going into news. I had done my work at school. I had, you know, I was married. I was a young married person with little bitty children. Well, they weren't so little bitty, but they were little. And, you know, I chose to get married before I finished school. And so, you know, it was all going, it was concurrent, all that was happening together. So I had done my work and I said, I'm going in to work in this TV station. I didn't really have all of the confidence I really should have as I look back, but I was working with what I was working with. And I found that I was good at certain things. And so I'm thinking, okay, I'm a praying woman. Wasn't as strong in my faith then as I am now. But I said, okay, God's going to work all this out, right? But what was my faith really? What was my confidence? But moreover, what did God have for me? So that's why I'm saying you can make your plans as long as you're open to Holy Spirit, because God will show you the way. So God showed me the way out of news and into radio, which I was not trying to do. And I stayed for, you know, almost 30 years in the business. And, you know, all I can say is it was joy. It became my passion. It was wonderful for me in so many ways. Like, again, you have your ups and your downs, and it was not so wonderful for me in other ways. But the wonderfulness, if I could say that, it was much greater than all of the other little trivial things that bothered me. So that's what God will do. But you want to take your confidence in your faith and walk with God, because if you do that and you're open to God, even though you have written the vision down, God will edit that vision for you. God will show you what his way is, and then he will bless you in his way. So I can't look back in my radio career and say, oh, I have sorrow that I did that, or my 42 years in my church ministry, I have sorrow that I did that, because God led me in both of those directions. God says, I give you gifts, and I add no sorrow with them. I don't have sorrow with any of that. Did I have downs? Yes, but I had more ups than downs. You know, so I just want to be grateful today in my place where I am. I want you to look at where God has brought you from, what God has done for you, and where you are today, a place to be grateful, but to walk in that confidence and knowing that God's not going to let you go astray when you have surrendered your all to him. And so life is still going on. Your story is still being written. My story is still being written. We're still in this journey. So let's correct our actions if we are not that person that have confidence in God and the grace of the ability that he has given each and every one of us. Hey, listen, if you paint well, don't let people tell you stop painting. If your passion is to play the keyboard and you're still getting better and better, don't let people tell you there's no place for that in your life. You know that you can go forward with the confidence and the faith in God, because God will never fail you. Never, ever, ever will God fail you. We fail God, but God never fails us. Wow, I'm trying to get myself together here. That's my water bottle, y'all, here. Trying to get it open. Yes, God never, ever fails us. He wants us to be people of confidence and to be able to be confident because, like I said, people are drawn to us. And when they are drawn to us, we can tell them how the grace of God has allowed me or allowed you to get to where you are, how the grace of God took you from the guttermost and brought you to the uttermost, how the grace of God took you from the back of the line and put you in the front of the line, how the grace of God erased all of your mars and your sin and presented you and present you even now as one in pure gold, as one white as snow, because his blood covers us. So be confident in where you are, in your abilities, what Holy Spirit is telling you in your spirit that you should be doing. Be confident and go forward, because if you misstep, the Lord will catch you and he will point you back in the right direction. So I hope today you have been helped, that you have been encouraged, inspired in some way. Just wanted to talk about confidence today because we've got a journey set yet before us. We want to go in confidence. We don't want to act like we don't know who God is and we don't believe or we don't trust God. No, let's walk like we know who he is, wherever he is in your life, and walk like you believe God, that you know that God can do anything but fail. Every talent, every ability, every gift he's given you, use it. Let your light shine. Let your light shine that others will see it, and they'll be able to see through the darkness that they're living in, and they'll want to know, appreciate, embrace, and accept your God. My name is Loretta Petit. You can reach me by email, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Looking forward to bringing some women forward who are winning at life. What that simply means is that they're using their gift, their talent, their ability to make an impact as they journey along this way. That's all it means. They trust God. They're saved. They're set apart for God's use, and they're using their talent, their ability, their skill to impact this world and every place they journey while on this journey of life. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. Thank you, Kimmy Kim, for who you are in the Lord and who you are in my life. That's my producer, y'all. So once again, this has been another installment of Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace, The Loretta Petit Show. My name is Loretta Petit. Till next time, bye-bye.
My daddy is king, your daddy was king. Fruits don't fall, fall from a tree. The devil can shatter my dreams, I know. What tragedy brings, I know. What matters to me, my family first. That's why I'm planting my seeds. Raise them, be better than me. I'm breaking their curse. Now that I'm free, no longer in bondage. I'm paying homage to the ones who before me went up in glory. My spirit is shining. I'm changing my climate. I'm praying to God, I worship the finest. I walk on the streets of gold, I cover the diamonds, being so modest. I gotta be honest, I gotta stay positive. Got my son with me, gotta stay humble, I'm ready to rumble with life till God come get me. Free of the mind is, freedom is mine, look. Having fun with it, dropping them jewels, so to mentally climb, look. Better run with it. I'm amazing. For the birds, tongues out, guns out, coming through with my best verse. Feeling so amazing, I'ma say it till my chest hurts. Dropping with my windows down, then I make that last turn. Some people say you can do what you wanna do. My daddy says you can be what you wanna be. I'm DB, everyone wishing they be like me. I'm blessed, I'm free, that's the recipe. Life says to me, still Bobby too, be a blessing me. They let it be, but I see what's the best for me. Remedy still healing for the ancient street. Got my treasure and I found the key, boy. Tell her later I made it feel underrated though. Hit my shot like a fed and I never waited, no. I'm ahead of the flitter, but that's the way to go. I'm a buzz like the pet, don't wanna miss alone. Feeling so amazing and I'm feeling so incredible. My daddy did a time and now he's free from all the federals. Now I'm gonna mention something very hypothetical. Feeling leadership within me, feeling so perpetual. Cherish all your memories, it's inevitable. I wanna be an inspiration, very unforgettable. My family taught me how to be wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are accessible.
I'm amazing.
baby.